This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, here we go. It's Hour 3, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We're having so much fun covering training camp in Oxnard, and CeeDee Lamb just went incredibly deep. Brian checking back in with us there on the tennis courts. Our training camp coverage is brought to you by our friends at the On Time Experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Brian, what stood out to you there from that CeeDee Lamb presser as it was just a few feet from you?
I'll tell you what, you know, it's interesting how much, and I believe him, of how much he really does care about George Pickens. And I really do appreciate how, to a coach, a player, whoever's involved, they're saying that, listen, George Pickens is not a bad guy. You guys all think he's a monster and you hear monster stuff and all that. But, you know, these players have gone, I don't think they're going out of the way, and I don't think they're making stuff up here. But every time they talk about George Pickens, they talk about him in a way like a brother that they really, really do appreciate they have. And I think these guys realize, too, what an outstanding football player he is and how he can help you win games. And, you know, when a guy can help you win games, you will do anything in your power to make it work for that guy. And I it just seems like that nobody – and we'll see when the season starts and everything's going. But I know one thing, just watching a couple of practices and putting CD and Pickens on the same side of the field – that puts a lot of stress on defenses. It really, really does. Yeah. And so, you know, you could see, like, you know, you could see the Cowboys defense having to try and adjust for what they're running route wise. And, you know, I do believe there is a brotherhood between those two. Mm-hmm. But I also know that CeeDee Lamb is deep down inside, though, he wants to, you know, he wants to be that guy. He is that guy, but I generally believe that he wants to bring George Pickens along with him.
I mean, when you really are that guy, you don't have anything to be insecure about.
No,
you know, you're
not at all.
The absolute
not
top
at all.
Of the food chain. You've already been paid. And the great thing is, I think ego could get involved if it was different, but these guys are so good of friends already. Like, the pressers the last 2 days are the first times I've seen one and not the other on social media.
Right.
They're just always broed up. And I think that does give you some insulation between the animosity that can pop up between teammates when targets are involved, because that was a situation in Pittsburgh that they had to be mindful of.
It's one of those things where it's like, man, I've kind of had my mind changed about, well, should you try and get George Pickens locked up? I mean, the Cowboys have so much contract stuff they're worried about, but it's like CeeDee Lamb and him are really going to be like best friends and get the most out of each other. Maybe this is the perfect place for George Pickens if he's got a guy that's really, like, so supportive in CD.
All right, we got to run. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're coming back with some football's finest slash sounds of the NFL Sports Day as Chief and Woolchuck will go back-to-back here with you next. It's the G-Bag Nation, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back, Nation. About 30 minutes ago, had the CeeDee Lamb press conference on here talking about George Pickens. Says, I know we're aren't about to only do this for just 1 year. So that'd be awesome. You know, we get some George Pickens big plays going. The vibes are flowing and a contract extension for George, locking up Lamb and Pickens like the Bengals and Eagles had that luxury of basically two number ones. I think it's a cheat code in today's game, and I'd love to see the Cowboys do it. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or loved ones injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. Here's Woolchuck and Chia Fala with some football stories.
Okay, let's start off in the NFC East. The Giants today officially named Russell Wilson their starting quarterback, as Dabes went out and said that. Not really a surprise, but let's go over under, fellas. Russell Wilson starts 5.5 games for the Giants.
Wow, that's a great line for that, Walchuk. I will take the over slightly.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think Jameis Winston gets something, but they'll probably end up going back to Russell Wilson. I think Russ could start the first 6 to 8 games of the season, have that taken care of. If that's available on BetMGM or something like that, I'm all over it.
Jackson Dart with his first 11-on-11 practice throw was an interception that would have gone for a touchdown.
Oh, no.
That was a heck of a start for him. Only up from here for Jackson.
What do you think, Brad?
I'm going on the under. I think that you're talking about a general manager and then a head coach that potentially could get fired for sure if things go badly. And I think that they're going to figure out, even though that Jackson Dart's first pass was an interception, it wasn't a dart to somebody that could have made a touchdown. I want to say that they're going to go, this is going to go under. I think they're going to go with Russ for about 2-3 weeks, and then they're going to figure out that that's probably not good enough, and they're going to go ahead and go with Jackson Dart. I'm going under.
I'm with you, and the 2-1-4, like, Giants are kind of my dark horse this year. That defense, I agree with you, could be awesome. I think that might be even the reason why they need to get Russell Wilson out of there. If the offense isn't scoring points,
yeah,
this and their could defense be, is playing well.
This could be very much like Dallas in 2016, right? With, you know, yeah, the rookie quarterback and, you know, do some things offensively, but the defense kind of carry the day. So, yeah, I think that general manager and coach are in trouble. So I think they're going to pivot quickly if they can.
So you go to a young quarterback, and if he plays decent, it buys you some time?
Bingo.
Okay. Yeah.
Bingo. Yeah.
They have one of the hardest schedules in the league, dude. Giants are going to be in some trouble.
Oof, it's going to be a rough one. Okay, let's go to Miami. And I know you got some Dolphins stuff, too. Obviously, I'm on record. One of my bold predictions, McDaniel, going to be fired, the first coach fired this year. But Tua took the podium and was talking about Tyreek Hill. And if you remember at the end of last season, Tyreek Hill had the quote of, I'm out. He did not want to be in Miami anymore. Things got kind of massaged, smoothed over. But here was Tua. Tyreek kind of needs to rebuild some trust.
I would say we're still continuing to do that. But it's not just with me. It's with a lot of the guys. I'm not the only one that heard that. You guys aren't the only people that heard that. You know, a lot of people that follow football, that follow the Miami Dolphins, that follow Tyreek, that are fans of his, everyone has seen that. So when you say something like that, you don't just come back from that with, hey, my bad. You know, you got to work that relationship up. You got to build everything up again. And yeah, it's still a work in progress, not just for me, but everybody.
I mean, I'm all for the honesty.
I appreciate that about my quarterback, by the way.
It's not just okay, hey, all good, coming back in after saying, hey, I want to get out of here. But man, it's just another layer of trouble in South Beach right now.
Yeah, you want to paint a united front. You want to paint calm waters publicly. I would have had all those conversations privately. I think Tua had the best of intentions, but just misstepped a little.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a tough thing to bounce back from. I mean, that's like the cardinal sin. You just like throw up the deuces in the middle of a game.
Quitting.
Like, I'm out. That's really as bad as it gets. So I get it for sure. And Tua being extremely honest there.
Very honest.
Then Tyreek Hill was actually at the podium, and listen to what he said about his sons like Justin Jefferson a heck of a lot more.
My sons, they be on my head. They be like, "Dad, Justin Jefferson, dog." My kids are like Justin Jefferson fanatics. So they really enjoy Justin Jefferson a lot. So I was talking to my son on FaceTime last night, and his mom told me, she was like, one of the kids came up to him and was like, "Hey, you Tyreek Hill's son?" He was like, "Nah, Justin Jefferson, my dad." I'm like, so I got him on FaceTime. I'm like, "So Justin Jefferson is your dad?" He was like, "Nah, dad." I was like, "Well, tell Justin Jefferson to take care of Disney World."
Yeah, JJ's not playing the child support.
Man, that's classic. Wow. Sounds like they're trolling dad. You know, maybe they got some of dad's energy. They're just having fun with him.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's pretty good stuff right there. I really enjoyed this from Cam Ward. We got the news the other day that Will Levis was going to be out for the season. Yeah. There was supposed to be like one of those fake quarterback competitions between Will Levis and the number one overall pick.
Make
Cam
the rookie
Ward.
Earn it.
That's right. And some media member in Tennessee asked Cam Ward like how he felt about the Will Levis news.
What was kind of your reaction to the news that Levis had decided to have surgery and is kind of subtracted from the quarterback room now?
I really didn't have a reaction. I focused on Cam Ward.
I love this guy, dude.
Just keep moving.
I really love me some Cam Ward. He is fantastic. My favorite quarterback quote of the day, though, comes out of Vegas with Geno Smith saying, quote, "I didn't come to Vegas to roll the dice. I came to run the table."
Oh, nice, dude.
There we go. Yeah, all right.
Look at that. Is that on Twitter? Was that thought? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite the bar.
Very nice.
Right there. Okay, now we also have the Travis Hunter stuff. Apparently, they're going to be doing kind of like flip-flopping days early on in training camp for like where he's going to be practicing. So today he was a wide receiver. And then I guess tomorrow he'll be the corner. And then they like at some point, once they get through the first chunk of training camp, they'll start double dipping where in the same day he will practice being the wide receiver and the corner. So that's kind of like how they're laying it out for him right now. Slow playing him. One day your wide receiver, one day your corner. Halfway or so through camp, you'll go ahead and double dip on the same day. So that's just something that I think is one of the biggest storylines going into the season, yeah. General football storyline. The Travis Hunter stuff is going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, that's a can't-miss story. I mean, two-way players, two sport players, they're just about 10 times more interesting than everybody else.
It's one of the first that we've seen, I mean, ever, that has the ability to really double-dip like that. I am fascinated. I mean, him and Brian Thomas Jr. running routes together today, some of those clips, like, damn, that could be such a lethal duo. But him at corner, I get it. I get the fascination there. I'm excited to see exactly how much he ends up doing it. The one storyline today that I don't know if this is good or this is a big problem considering what ESPN just did yesterday and getting absolutely ball-sacked by Cowboys Twitter.
Oh, it was amazing.
How do they do this? Seriously, do people not lose their jobs over this one?
I'm sure an intern got fired for that one. Yeah.
I think people have lost their jobs and the replacements aren't very savvy or experienced.
Are not good enough,
but
that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, how do you just not watch that and think that's not accurate at all?
I know.
I don't get it. I don't.
You don't know. You're just gathering what's hot, what's trending on social media and feeding that, you know, into your video editors and everything. So, I think this is the result of them paying McAfee and paying Stephen A. Smith and a couple of other people these massive contracts, and they have to keep programming costs low in every way they can. So, I mean, if you're a producer that's making $200,000 a year, that's a fantastic job, fantastic compensation. You got 20 or 30 years in the bank, and ESPN's looking at you like, wow, this guy's been around so long, he's hitting us over the head for almost $250,000. He's got to go.
Right.
If we're going to make room for McAfee.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
It that's absolutely a shame is. Because all of a sudden, then, you know, like, I just know that people were posting that stuff, and I'm like, people like, oh, this is going to be an overreaction. Offense is cooking the defense. I go, they're not practicing until tomorrow. Yeah. You know, I just try to like, and then I had a guy in the comments go, hey, Broadus, really appreciate you looking out for us. You know, and I'm like,
buddy.
Yeah, I'm like, can you guys tell that it's Cooks catching the ball? I mean, that's not even. And then there was like first fight of camp. It was like, Lane Vanderesh was on the field. You know, and I'm like, what are we doing here?
This is super old.
I saw Sean Sharif have the retweet of the day, though, when he retweeted a picture of Tony Romo standing out there on the Oxnard practice field, uh-huh, and it said, offense is looking pretty good today.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. Well, ESPN and NFL are closing in on the next era defining media deal, which would end up basically ESPN now owns the NFL media rights, which also would include Red Zone. And I know we love the Red Zone channel. ESPN might end up just ruining this for all of us if they continue the route that they're on right now. I don't know. I'm hopeful that Scott Hanson and Red Zone can survive this.
Gosh, that'll be Stephen A. Smith's job. Hopefully that's true. A package deal with Hanson. And, you know, keep it under, I would say, wow, what's the most I would pay for Red Zone for a year? I know right now it's $10 or $15 a month.
Well, they're charging ESPN for, like, their straight to consumers, like $30 a month.
And if I get Red Zone for that, it's a deal. That's less than $10 an NFL game day. I think that's probably worth $40 a game day to me, maybe more. It's that good of a product, guys.
No, you're not wrong about that.
It is.
But gosh, dang it, it's going to hurt. It's
expensive. Boy, that gives me a headache.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, I was at the grocery store yesterday. Candy bar, $1.79. That's a standard candy bar.
What happened?
What the heck's going on with these prices, you know? You know what they were growing up, Brian? What were they for you? Were they a dime or were they 25
cents?
Yeah.
I used to be able to, my dad will tell you, I went to the movies for a nickel. And I'm like, okay, great, Dad, thanks.
Yeah, but, now we're that guy.
That was 25 cents.
Yeah.
You know, literally 25 cents. If you had a quarter, you could get a Snicker bar, you know, or something like that.
All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan brought us at Cowboys training camp in Oxnard. Our coverage continues with Nick Harris. Coming up at 5 o'clock for the Star-Telegram, was this the worst interview of the year on The Fan? We'll discuss that and more coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30. They're going to try to sweep the swinging A's. And Nick Harris, Star-Telegram's coming up at 5 o'clock to talk Cowboys. Broadus is down on the tennis courts in Oxnard, and our training camp coverage continues. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, so we had our Rangers players show yesterday, and, you know, we've had a day now to kind of let this sink in. Certainly the other shows have been talking about it. Morning show talked about it quite a lot today. But let's go behind the scenes with this a little bit and just kind of relive and see where we're at here. So we start off, this is how things opened with our guy, Rowdy Tellez, who did first at bat last night, got the G-bag bump, got
he
a
did.
Big hit.
Yeah.
Seemed confident, seemed ready to rock. But this is the opening as Dawson brings in our guy, Rowdy.
All 6'4", 270 of Rowdy Tellez joining you now here on your home of the Rangers. And a good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Texas. How the hell are you?
I'm doing good, guys. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, it is great to have you. And they say everything is bigger in Texas, so I guess you're fitting right in, huh? Is that the story?
I guess so. I mean, built more like an offensive lineman than a first baseman, but yeah. I guess it works.
Now, no, seriously, though, how many brisket sandwiches are you in right now? Had yourself a brisket sando yet, Rowdy?
No, I live here, so I'm...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've lived here for a while, so I've dabbled in my fair share of them.
Right on.
There you go.
See, I thought I noticed some Texan in your voice. I should have...
I don't think it sounds any different.
Right on.
So off to a rocking start with this one. Now, Rowdy, I mean, he is a physically imposing individual. I don't think that you meant, and I am a guy that is, you know, anti-fat shaming here. I'm a large individual. I've lost weight. I've gained weight. I've lost it. I put it right back on. So I get it. I feel for the big community. I'm with you. And I try and hold my guys accountable here. But I don't think that was really what you were trying to do.
No, I just think he's big and strong, and I love, you know, like giant dudes that hit bombs like Paul Bunyan. You know, that's kind of how I look at Rowdy Tellez.
Very Paul Bunyan.
Like, you're a pro athlete, you know? I wouldn't think that you'd be body conscious like that. I'd just be like, yeah, I'm a lion, hear me roar. You know, hold my beer and watch this.
Katy Perry style.
But I was totally oblivious. I you know, and I apologize to Rowdy. I apologize to the Texas Rangers. I did not intend any of that. But as I found and matured in my life, it's not about what you intend. It's about what you do, you know. And he felt that way. So, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we had that pause moment where maybe he was kind of thinking, okay, what are we doing here? And then we had...
And are we allowed to acknowledge just how funny that all was? Like, that's...
Hilarious for everybody else.
It was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, well, definitely. Here is...
I should have let it lay out longer.
Was Eric's portion of this.
I've seen the other nickname float around. I don't know if you've heard it. The Girthquake?
Yeah, I haven't heard that one, so that's new to me, but that's kind of funny.
That's pretty badass, is it? Now, you're from California, and girthy as hell.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I like that one.
All right.
Oh, wow, okay.
All right. Yeah, you know, probably should have just moved on as soon as I mentioned the girthquake. He said he liked it, and then just
next question.
Boom. Yeah, let's not sink into it.
We
much
keep
more.
Moving on.
Absolutely.
Do you think he's got like? Do you think that might be more California shame? Like he bailed from California, Phil Mickelson style, who was like, "Man, I don't agree with anything y'all are doing anymore." So maybe he was more of an anti-California. It's rare to find a Californian that just bails on it for for reasons that don't include not liking California. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He chose Texas because he's red, not blue.
Yeah, I think maybe the quake and the California stuff was more offensive than the girth. Like, I don't really know. We'd have to ask him on that. Like, I don't know what exactly, once you kind of explain what the nickname is, something didn't sit right with him.
Yeah,
It was the girthy part.
It was the girthy part.
It was absolutely that.
And from the bottom of my heart, I mean the girth part with respect. I wasn't trying to be like, if I was going to call him fat, then it would have been like Fat Quake. What I mean?
Well, you weren't going to call him Fat Quake. You weren't going to do that. But
right.
You did throw the girthy, thinking that, okay, I'm going to see what I can get away with here.
But girth is a positive describing word for a male. That's what we want to be.
Yeah, I think generally...
If you said
and Gavin stands for girth, I would take that as a compliment, not as a reference to my, middle-aged man beer belly.
Well, Rowdy clearly at that point did not. And I think this is where I certainly had realized, okay, I think he's over the big, the fat, possible innuendos. But I don't think that you realize this in the moment. I was with you in this, and this is where it segued with Dawson.
What would be a Rowdy Tellez concession item? If you got to design it.
Trying to think. Anything probably with brisket. I love brisket. So like a good brisket sandwich, maybe some like onion strings on it and sweet barbecue sauce.
Okay. Now, we love to, and Eric came up with this when we were out there at Ranger Spring Training. We're talking about the concession items. This is something that our show has done
constantly.
Very, very frequently.
And we do take your name. So, like, he would have been, if he would have started the season with the Rangers, he would have been on the menu with the Telazania.
Well, right. And again, all respect to Rowdy and the Rangers.
Damn it, Eric!
But, no, sorry.
I did it for all of them. Simeon Toast Crunch. Does that mean Marcus, you're fat? No.
He's not, Eric.
It was almost
beautiful.
It was like a perfect storm of awkwardness that was funny for everybody else and maybe uncomfortable for me, Eric, and Rowdy.
And apparently uncomfortable for a lot of the listeners as well that are very offended by this. And I do think the reaction has been overblown, though I acknowledge I did a terrible job. The interview was awful.
What's the thing they're most offended by?
Everybody's reading it as if we just called them fat the whole time, which is context clues do sort of allude to that. But they're, the narrative now is that we basically said, Rowdy, what's it like being a fat baseball player? Rowdy, when did you become that large? Like we never used the word fat the entire time. But that's definitely the way it's getting spun. Well, and you have guys like RJ Choppy who are like, did they even prepare for this? It's like, we got like 15 minutes notice that it was going to be Rowdy Tellez. He got here yesterday. Do we want to just ask him baseball questions? Like, hey, Rowdy, what's it like to be DFA'd, bro? Like, what kind of baseball questions do you want me to ask him?
No. Yeah,
okay. See, you think I'm supposed to know that he lives here locally in Dallas or in the Metroplex? Did anybody in the world know that other than the Tellez family? Probably not. And it's Rich coming from Choppy talking about prepping for anything.
Yeah. Well, I was on those guys' show this morning. I told them we're the standard that all shows should be when it comes to interviewing people. Well, we are the standard.
Yeah, and this is, I mean,
this is sort of the what not to do interview.
This is what to absolutely.
You got
to
kind of listen.
Yeah, have fun. No,
and feel the vibe of the interview because it then continued with Dawson.
He admitted he's a big guy.
He did, and this is Gavin now, it's a beautiful segue here, Gavin. But again, it's alluding to
I am known for my segues.
This size.
Okay, speaking of big guys, Cal Raleigh's just a sensation. You've been on the Mariners. What do you make of this dude?
He can bang, man. He's a really hard worker, good teammate, but he's on the other team now, so we're gonna come after him, and we're gonna do what we can to neutralize it and just get him out. So,
eight of them.
Yeah. Again, I don't think you intentionally tried to do that, but this is. You compile it all. It's not a great look.
It's a bad look.
This is how we're going to go ahead and dismount this interview now. And Rowdy has certainly had enough. And one of the questions that leads up to the ending of this
there
is also
more?
Fantastic that we'll explain here in a second.
If your job was not hitting absolute bombs, about one a week or so, what do you think you'd be into? Would you be a minister or something like that?
Probably not that either. I thought you were going to go something like along the fat joke line, like how you asked me about food, but
oh my bad,
maybe like a taste tester. But I think probably a hunting guide.
Ooh, hunting.
I'd like to do that.
And buddy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a fat joke. I just thought you're a tank.
No, I'm self-deprecating too, so don't worry. I beat you to it.
It's all good, broski.
Well, you're the man, dude. It's been great catching up with you, learning more about your story. Best of luck, and let's do it again next year in Surprise, Arizona for spring training.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Salute.
I think that we would have an awesome interview with Rowdy in the clubhouse yeah. next year. I think that absolutely.
I feel like I've done the only bad Rowdy Tellez interview ever.
You probably have.
He's so good.
Yeah.
You know, his personality plus.
You probably have. Now, the ministry, I get why you asked it again.
Yes, because he had just been asked about
officiating a wedding.
His friend's wedding.
Yeah. I
had just done some of the research and found that his mother is Jewish, and he did play for the World Baseball Classic for Team Mexico, was also considering playing for Team Israel, in which Ian Kinsler of the Rangers managed. So the ministry thing, I also...
So a Jewish person can't administer weddings?
Well, you're not going to be a minister.
Okay.
You know, that doesn't
well,
really...
who's to say that he's going to the Jewish route on that and not the Catholic route, right? His mom's Hispanic.
I mean, he's certainly dabbling in that.
Well, he practices.
He's dabbling in ministering, too, though, isn't it?
Well, he just officiated a wedding.
Oh, just
he
officiating.
Didn't, he wasn't anything okay. with ministry there.
It's all good, broskies.
It could have been, yeah. But broskies, hey, you know what? We own this, we move on, and
thank
we're going to do better.
Yes, we acknowledge it was not good. It was not good at all. Tune in next Tuesday at 3:20.
Yeah.
To see what else we could do.
If we get anybody.
Yeah, I still haven't
we
heard
will.
From Rich. I did apologize to Rich, but he didn't text me back, so hopefully he was just busy and not mad. But I don't know, maybe Sean and RJ could start doing those Rangers player shows. I do want to add that, you know, asking
what's
them,
your OPS, man? I mean, do you feel like hitting at night's a little bit better than hitting in the day? Oh, we play in an indoor stadium. Haven't figured that out. Yeah, okay. Choppy, you got a question?
Oh, yeah, your walk percentage, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that interview.
To that joke and Chief's point, it's hard to talk to them about baseball because what all baseball players do is they refuse to make it about them. That's like a clubhouse no-no. So you can't talk to them about how awesome they are.
Yes.
You cannot do that. You cannot talk to them about how they're struggling because they're going to be like, wow, those guys were negative. They wanted to talk about how I was doing bad. But you can't ask them about how they're doing good. They'll actually act offended. And you can't also ask them if there's any sense of urgency about any game because there is none. We just take things pitch to pitch, you know, until nobody's looking. And then we bounce Gatorade bottles off the, you know, clubhouse walls, you know. So it's all a bunch of BS. It's all a big song and dance. And the only way to find entertainment out of it is to talk to them about non-baseball stuff. Unless they've just won the World Series. Unless they're getting ready for a playoff series or it's opening day. Right. Those are the only times where you can talk actual baseball with a baseball player. Unless you got your notebook out there and it's post game in the clubhouse asking them about how they just went 1-for-3. That's how baseball media works.
I think we've done a lot of really great interviews with players, and I think they do appreciate coming on with us because we don't ask them baseball questions.
Yeah,
you know,
one that snowballed, and when in hindsight, the context clues, you know, we really didn't pick up on them. But we'll do better.
I'm slow,
and we'll move. It's all right. Yeah. I should have stepped in there and done more. I'll be the human shield for you here.
Well, I thought you were the MVP yesterday, not voting for that for G-Bag of the Day. So I wanted to thank you again.
Tried
for
to
that.
Do you guys a solid, but I did get it played in today's show, so I held my end of the bargain to the Tolos that wanted it.
There you go. We got G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. By the way, we'll see if the champ can make it 2 in pursuit of 5. But Nick Harris, Star Telegram, talking Cowboys is next here in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.